of bocce ball is playing bocce ball on Mackinac Island, right down from the Grand Hotel in old-timey clothes. It was very picturesque. It was beautiful.
Did you time travel?
No, but it was for
the bike thing. The bike. Was it Labor Day weekend?
No, it was always like the first or second weekend every odd year in August.
Oh, that's on Mackinac Island. Strange. That sounds old-timey too.
It was very old-timey. I was dressed up very nicely, and one woman spotted me, and she was just like, "Elise, is that you?" And I was like, "Why, yes."
Oh my god!
Like from one of my favorite time traveling movies.
Sienna sent me a message. She's at work. She said she's learning retail.
Are we recording? Yeah, yeah, okay. I kind of figured.
She's learning retail is something else.
Sucks ass, and no one should ever.
She said. Some old lady said my eyes remind her of her husband that died, and she started to get emotional, and I didn't know what to do.
Oh! That's classic retail shit. That is.
That's like something that when you hear it, you're like, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. Yeah, Sienna got to have an extra long break today because two customers were huge bitches.
What happened?
And Casey was just like, no, go on a break.
Like, you can go sit down in the back.
Just returns.
Oh.
You know how people get when they can't return something. Yeah. And TJ Maxx has, like, a very strict return policy, as any store should, dealing with clothing, especially during COVID times. And they just, like, don't – it has to be extenuating circumstances for them to take any returns.
Well, it's TJ Maxx, too, so it's all, like, low cost anyway.
Yes.
Like
– unless you're buying, like, a Michael Kors backpack, like –
I've returned stuff there that just hasn't fit.
Yeah.
But I think I was doing that just because I hate trying on clothes. I hate fitting rooms. They're so bright.
Do you remember that Seinfeld episode?
With the dress that Elaine buys? Okay. I started Seinfeld season one, episode one, maybe a month and a half ago.
Oh, God.
And I am powering through it.
It's just so easy to sit down and watch Seinfeld and just like, and she has like the salt stain on the bottom of the dress. Yeah. And she's like, what? No. That's not from anybody.
I forgot how funny that show is.
Yeah.
That's what I did all day on the 4th.
Yeah.
Because the weather was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck everything. I'm just going to sit.
I forgot it's on Netflix now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I just sat and watched Seinfeld all day.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
And then I think Pat and Tom did, like, a wellness check on me because they showed up at, like, 8 o'clock because I didn't want to go over there and hang out. It was shitty.
I know.
What are we doing?
Oh, my God, we're doing so many things. So many things.
Oh, are you? Wait, before
what?
We start.
Step.
So you guys are coming. Are you going to bring anything? Did you ask what to bring?
Do you want me to bring something?
Okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing chicken. Grilled chicken.
Okay.
Corn on the cob. Cheese potatoes. Pasta salad.
So you need something sweet.
Yes.
If I make cupcakes, are you going to be offended?
No, why would I be offended?
I don't know, because you're like cupcake person.
Cupcakes would be good. Stacy, I think, is coming too, and she will also bring a dessert, I think. Maybe she'll bring a dip or something.
Because one of my favorite British bakers, and Nadia Hassim.
Okay.
She was in season 4, maybe. I'm making that up. I don't know what season she was in. But she's wonderful, and she has a baking show on Netflix called Nadia Bakes.
Okay.
I found the greatest strawberry cupcake recipe. So we don't have clotted cream here in the U.S.
Yeah.
So I have to find some other way to make the strawberry frosting. I think I'm just getting bag frosting. Or like...
What, from like... Well, if you go to... Super One.
I've looked.
In their bakery section, you can buy bags of like the better cream.
Oh, okay.
And I think they also sell it at Gordon Foods.
Okay.
It's like in a bag ready to like squeeze out. But you can, if you want to make it flavored, you just take that and you mix in strawberries.
Whatever I want. Yeah, because the recipe is, a vanilla, like, Oreo cookie in the base. And then you put a strawberry on top of that, like, with the top cut off on top. And then you pour the batter in and you bake that. And then you get strawberry frosting. She uses delicious ice cream frosting. She's witchcraft or something. Ice cream frosting on top with freeze-dried strawberries.
You can wonderful. You can make your own clotted cream, which is cream cheese at room temperature, butter, and sour cream. I just read
How
it.
Did you...
I typed in clotted cream substitute.
Perfect.
You're holding all the knowledge in your hand right there. And
it's going to waste.
It is a waste. Spatchcock chicken, and yeah. I'll probably start grilling before people come over, so I can have a couple chickens done already.
Yeah. So, for those of you listening that are curious, it's not 4th of July. That was last weekend. Yeah. This is Pioneer Days. In the UP, we do a thing, and it's like old-timey stuff. It's like a celebration of Nagani, and they do fireworks and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it starts the week of the 4th and goes to the weekend after the 4th.
I like it better than 4th of July weekend.
I do, too. Well, it's more fun. And there's, like, bands and stuff that play downtown, and it's, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, like, a week-long festival.
It's cool.
But about Pioneers, which I think is... weird. Anyway,
who cares?
Yeah, I'm just excited that I get to have a cookout tomorrow. The only issue that ever
Saturday. Yeah.
The only thing that comes up is it's the same weekend. It's always the same weekend as Fire on the Bay in Big Bay, where they do their fireworks.
They always like competing. Every place up here likes competing to get more people.
I don't know what it is, but I mean, I've been up to that.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't really know anyone that lives there.
Yeah.
So it's like, go up, sit on the beach, watch fireworks, and come home. If we knew someone that had a camp where we could, like, go party or stay the night after, right. then I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like having my Pioneer Days cookout.
That and, like, I like just being able to walk there. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what started it when Greg and I lived in the city of Nagani. Mm-hmm. We had a cookout, walked to fireworks, came back and had a fire, partied. And now we live outside of town, but we still do the things. Okay.
Anyway. Now we
can talk about this.
Yammering on about things.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
I don't care.
Fuck it.
It's our podcast. We can do what we want.
We do what we want. Anyway. Hello, everyone. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to a quaint little cabin in the Cabin in the Woods, which came out in 2011. It's an hour and 25 minutes. I think it's 2011. Yeah. 2000. Sure.
Well.
Something in me wants to say 2013.
It's because it went into production or something. Okay. So it was a couple years before it actually came perfect. Out.
Then that's probably where I was.
Because when you look at the awards, it's like all over the place, like over the course of a few years. Cool.
You can find it not a lot of places without paying for it. You can get it on Prime or Amazon Prime for $1.99 and Apple TV for $1.99 if you have Apple. The director is Drew Goddard. And I was super excited to find this out. He created Netflix's Daredevil.
Oh, okay.
Which, if you haven't watched Daredevil and you're into superhero shit, it's amazing. He's probably my favorite superhero. And, like, The Punisher makes an appearance for a few episodes, a few seasons, actually, and it's just wonderful. Jon Bernthal.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, I like him.
Badass. It was written by Joss Whedon and Drew Goddard. It stars Kristen Connolly as Dana. She was in The Bay and The Happening, so a couple of, like, sci-fi movies. A young Chris Hemsworth as Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
This was pre-Thor. Kind of.
So when this was being, when this movie was being made, they were sending, like, little clips of stuff around. And just from the clips from this, he was cast as Thor and he was cast in Red Dawn.
Which is wild.
So cool. This was like, boom, like getting him out there good.
Chris Hemsworth, Thor, and he was in the newer Star Trek as a young James T. Kirk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of other things, but whatever. Anna Hutchison, because there's no N, so it's Hutchison.
Sure.
Sure. As Jules. She is, oh yeah, Power Rangers. She plays the Yellow Ranger in Power Rangers Jungle Fury, which is what? A newer Power Rangers.
How many Power Rangers are
so
there?
Many. So many.
Okay.
God, there are so many.
It's like Spider-Man.
It's like Spider-Man. Fran Kranz as Marty. He was in The Village. And I wrote down...
He was in Zombieland 2.
He was in Zombieland 2. I wrote... Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, he was in the more modern A Midsummer Night's Dream. Like, you know how they redid Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah.
He played... You know,
just take your time.
Sometimes when I write my notes and I've transferred everything to a smaller notebook, I'm just going to say that. That's fine. That's cool. He was in that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Jesse Williams is Holden, who is beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful man.
I didn't know about him, and I think I'll watch beautiful anything man. That has him in it.
Are you going to watch Grey's Anatomy? Because he was
no,
in Grey's Anatomy.
No, I probably will not watch Grey's Anatomy.
And he was also, he plays the voice of Marcus in Detroit, Becoming Human or Become Human. It's a video game mm-hmm. where it's kind of like Blade Runner. Okay. You have like machines and stuff. Amy Acker as Lynn. She was an Angel in Alias. Richard Jenkins as Sitterson, one of the facility managers. He was in The Shape of Water and Step Brothers. He was in a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Whitford as Hadley, another facilities manager. He's in The Handmaid's Tale and the What If Captain Carter one, the Marvel cartoon on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Which you guys should watch that.
I'm watching so many things right now.
Right.
I have to get through Seinfeld for the fifth time.
Yeah. It's like what if? Like, what if Agent Carter got the injection instead of Steve Rogers?
Oh.
What if there were zombie superheroes? What if T'Challa was Star-Lord? Like, they go into a lot of, like, different universe things. It's pretty badass.
That's really weird.
Yeah. Brian White, who plays Truman, the black guy, the facilities guy, who's, like, questioning things and doesn't like a lot of stuff going on. He was in Scandal and CSI Miami. And then honorary mention, anytime she's in anything, I like to mention her. Jodell Ferland as Patience, the zombie girl.
Yeah.
She plays Bree Tanner. She was in something else, too. Silent Hill. Yeah.
You didn't mention that Bradley Whitford is Eric Gordon in Billy Madison.
Yes. Yes.
As soon as I saw the two of them together in like one of the opening scenes or the opening scene, I think.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the bad guy from Billy Madison and the dad from Step Brothers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I didn't do any, I didn't see this prior to podcast stuff. And I kind of knew a little bit about it, but not a lot. I didn't know anyone that was in it. I didn't look it up. I just went in blind.
You're just like, yeah, this is great. I'm looking at like...
I had sort of an issue though. It was hard for me to like get my head around it because I knew the idea. I knew the basic story from what people had told me.
Mm-hmm.
However, I thought the scientists were like a reveal at the end.
Oh, not like a walkthrough, like...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I thought it was going to be these, like, people getting tortured. And
you have no idea why.
Something's wrong or, like, something, you know, that maybe they don't have control over what's happening. And then, boom, scientists.
I loved it because it was done that way.
Oh, I did, too.
Because...
But I just thought it was, like, a reveal at the end because nobody, like...
You didn't, like, look into it or anything, so you didn't know. Yeah.
Nobody, like, talked me through the timeline of it, so it was a little weird.
Yeah.
So when it started out immediately with like scientists in the lab, like making small talk, it kind of like threw me off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see about the writer and where he got the idea for this?
No.
Okay. So he is from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So where they do a lot of like bomb testing and shit. And he thought it was weird how you'd see these people, just normal scientists, going through their day-to-day life after work or whatever, on their way to work, but they were also like designing bombs that would kill hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
So like,
so what's their day-to-day life? Like, do they go in and just exactly. chit-chat about their wives and husbands,
I mean,
and stuff?
I
yeah.
would assume.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it starts out some scientists in a lab, small talk. Mm-hmm. More of like a computery type lab,
yeah.
not like science-y lab. Like a biology yeah. lab. Not a biology lab. What?
It's just funny. I wish Mike were here because Mike would...
A more technical, I don't know,
yeah.
like what you would...
It's okay.
What?
No, I'm saying like,
you're
yeah.
like smirking at me. I don't know.
I'm all hopped up on craft ginger beer.
I'm just sweaty.
Non-alcoholic.
I'm very sweaty today.
Sorry, it's hot in here.
All right. So there are two girls. There's a redhead that's in love with her professor.
She's adorable.
She's a big nerd. And then there's mm-hmm. a blonde girl that just wants to go have fun for the weekend. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise.
Redhead's Dana.
Yes.
And the blonde is Jules.
Yes.
Chris Hemsworth shows up, who is Kurt. No.
Yep. Kurt.
Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Jules' boyfriend.
Yes. He shows up. They're going out of town for the weekend to a cabin in the woods.
He has a friend named Holden that they're going to try to get Dana hooked up with.
Yes. That is when Marty shows up.
He's the
best. I immediately fell in love with him.
He's the best.
Immediately.
I really love the coffee mug bong. That's ingenious.
Yes.
That should be a thing.
It looks like a silver travel mug, but it like extends into a bong.
And I love that he just like gets out and he just folds it up and he's like, all right, let's go.
yeah, I really liked him a lot.
Yeah.
So they, let's see what happens. Okay, RV trip. They're under surveillance.
Immediately. Yeah.
I can't say that word.
Surveillance.
Okay, I said it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're like being followed. They, of course, pull into the rickety old gas station where there's a rickety old man that gives them a hard time.
Yep.
Very stereotypical.
Isn't his name like Malachi or something? Like, don't they bring up his name?
He's in it later.
Mordecai. Yeah.
He comes up as a character later on. But for the most part, he's just like...
Yeah.
There to kind of be a dick. They ask directions to the cabin. Oh, he calls Jules a hoe or a whore or something, too.
Yeah.
And then they're kind of going to get into it, and then they leave. They get directions to the cabin, which is funny because it's like, looks like there's only one road.
Yep. I do like when Marty says, society needs to crumble, we're just too chicken shit to let it happen. Or is that Dana? Dana might have said that.
I have no idea.
But I like writing down quotes that people have.
I only saw it one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how my brain works for that.
That's okay.
They pass through a tunnel. When they're passing through the tunnel, you see a bird flying along. And the bird flies into like a force field.
It's like fucking Hunger Games, man.
It is. It's exactly like Hunger Games. It sizzles on the outside. They get to the cabin. It's extremely Evil Dead.
It's like, and they did it on purpose.
Obviously.
Like, there's like a hatch in the floor that goes down to the cellar. And it's just like you.
And when you look at the outside of the cabin, it looks like a one room shack. It looks like the size of this room that we're in.
It's the TARDIS effect.
But then when you get into it, it's really like a 6-bedroom cabin with like high ceilings.
And it's bigger on the inside.
Yes. Which mm-hmm. is just like the Evil Dead cabin.
Yeah.
So they kind of pick rooms. There's one room that Holden takes, and it's got this, like, gory painting that's giant with, like, all this weird shit happening. And he takes it down. Well, when he takes it down, it's a one-way mirror into Dana's room.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I would think that that was suspicious anyway. Like, why the fuck?
That's not how one-way mirrors work. Because normally the one side has to be dark and the other side has to be really brightly
lit. So, like, the light, like, wouldn't be turned on in Holden's room and her not see him.
Yeah. Yeah. If there was a window in his room, she'd be able to see through the glass. Like, they're not, like, perfect like
that.
He decides to tell her.
Like, he waits, though.
Well, he waits a second.
As you would, I think.
Well,
I would maybe wait a little bit, too, and then be like,
oh. And then they tell the group. So then Holden and Dana switch rooms.
Yeah.
So what, Dana can just watch him instead? Like,
she puts a blanket over the mirror out of modesty.
I thought she hung the painting back up and then hung the blanket over the painting. That's when you find out that it's all being filmed. You find out that Jules, when she dyed her hair blonde to, like, have a good time on the trip, which she talks about in the beginning, when she dyes her hair blonde, there's drugs in it.
Yeah, everything is set up.
Everything is completely set up.
Yep.
That is when, I think it's a quote, lambs are through the gate. And that's when they have the funny office scene where he's on speakerphone.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was super good. Because they're, like, talking to Mordecai, like, on the phone. I'm just calling him Mordecai. I can't really remember what his name was.
I think it's Mordecai.
Okay. So they're talking to Mordecai, the gas station guy. And Sitterson is just like, oh, no, you're not on speakerphone. And Mordecai is just like, I better not be on speakerphone.
What does it matter?
And, like, it's just like...
like, who cares?
It's just very funny.
I'm looking up his name right now, just so we're not butchering it all night.
Yeah, but they go back and forth, and it's just a funny scene. Okay, cool. Sweet.
Yeah, so they have, like, a funny back and forth. It was also, I thought it was... I didn't know it was, like, a horror comedy.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, like, a little different there, too.
And I've only seen this film, like, once before. Once or twice, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they then, it's warm, they all decide to go swimming. Which,
it looks fucking cold out.
Yeah.
When they were stopping at the gas station, and I think I wrote this down, I was like, this looks like... November, December time.
They actually
time.
Had to postpone filming that scene because there was snow on the ground.
Fucking cold.
And also, so when they're all swimming, and I'm going to say Morty just because I have a friend named Morty.
Yeah. Marty McFly.
When they all go swimming, Marty doesn't get in the water. He is fully dressed and stays on shore.
Do you know why?
Yes. He stays out of the water because I guess he's, like, crazy ripped.
Yeah.
Like,
putting Thor to shame, man,
I think at the they time. Call them, like, a muscular Jesus or something. Yeah. So they didn't want you to see him all super ripped and buff because that would, like, not play in with his character well as, like, a stoner that sits around eating chips all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept him fully dressed, made sure he always wore baggy clothes because he was, like, toned underneath there.
See, I know... Well, one, like, rock climber, mountain biker who's a big stoner when I was in college. And he was, like, ripped.
Well, that's also you're, like, 18 years old.
That's true.
That's not
he
like.
He was, like, 23, 24, well, but still.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's still in, like, the time in your life where you can get away with eating what you want and no effect.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes when people smoke a lot of weed, they're more active. Like. I'm going to smoke and then I'm going to go for a hike or I'm going to go do this or that and not just like I'm going to sit and watch TV.
Yeah.
Well, that's because there's different types of weed.
Yes.
That either lift you up or make you go to sleep.
Sleepy time.
Okay. While they're swimming, the office is taking bets. The lab.
Would you go in on this bet or would you be like Truman and think it's disgusting?
I would totally bet
on it. I would totally bet on it, too.
Especially if you're doing it what every year they do this.
Mm-hmm.
I would get in on that betting. I would... And I like... Did you notice... So there was all sorts of, like, betting options, like, yeah, for the betting pool.
There are a ton.
One of them that caught my eye was Kevin. And Kevin was Elijah Wood's character in
Sin City.
Sin City, mm-hmm. Who was just looked like a totally normal everyday guy. Oh my
God, that was wild.
Would come in and like dismember people.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like just looked like a normal guy, but would hack up
people. Yeah. There are a lot of cool ones if you like zoom in, mm-hmm, and like take a look.
And actually look, yeah, at them.
Hadley really wants the merman.
Yes. Which, I mean...
He gets it.
He gets the merman.
But, so there are, I think... Did you write down what regions for this and, like, what the purpose is? Or...
We'll get into that at the end.
Okay.
Like, when it...
This actually... is the American one.
This is, yeah, the American version of this... basically game show that they're playing behind the scenes. Well, when they're betting, they bring up what happens in the cellar, because that's going to come up soon.
Yeah.
So they decide to play Truth or Dare. Jules gets dared to make out with a mounted wolf head, which is disgusting.
Yeah.
Dana says dare because she's getting picked on.
The mounted wolf head had powdered sugar on it.
Yeah, the tongue, mm-hmm, was rubber, and then it had powdered sugar on it to make it look dusty, but it, I mean, so it looked gross.
She, too, like, her hair dye was pumped full of pheromones to make her, like, extra sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was, like, drugged to be, yeah, like, extra outgoing.
And then during this time, too, Kurt is becoming more and more dumb, like a dumb jock.
Yes. So Dana, she's getting picked on. She says dare. When she says dare, a trapdoor opens. The wind must have blown it open.
That doesn't fucking happen.
No. So Dana is, of course, dared to go down the stairs. They go down into the cellar. It's super spooky and creepy down there. There's all sorts of weird shit. Dresses, a puzzle box, films... Like, everybody's kind of, like, poking around looking at stuff.
Jules has a necklace on.
Yeah.
Or, like, is getting ready to put the necklace on. Yeah.
Dana finds a journal and starts reading from it.
Out loud.
Yes. It's the diary of Anna Patience Buckner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically talking about how she's getting abused by her dad.
Yeah.
And then there's some weird Latin in the back of it.
Which Marty is just like, you don't fucking read Latin. Do not read the Latin.
No,
and everybody's just like, no, read it. It's totally fine.
Like, if you don't speak Latin.
Why?
Or if you spoke Latin, you would read it in English.
Yeah.
To your friends.
Did you remember what the journal said? I'm only going to say one thing. I mean, a couple things that form a sentence. Patience talks about how her dad cut open her mom's stomach and put hot coals in it while she was still alive.
I did not. I mean, yeah, that's gross. That's something.
Gross.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of other stuff, but that thing, like, stuck out to me.
There was some other gross things,
Gross things. Yucky. Because they would... The family would essentially take campers and people passing through and murder them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then, as she reads this, the Buckner zombies show up. That's when the betting pool in the lab goes to maintenance.
Yep.
They want...
zombie family. And there's a difference between zombies and zombie torture family. Zombie torture family.
Torture family, but no, I thought they were hillbilly zombies.
Hillbilly zombie, yes.
There was multiple levels of zombies. There was lots of options.
There were a lot of options.
I think there was 60 total.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hear them all, but...
No. you see most of them at the end.
That's when it comes out that the tests are global, and you see a little glimpse of Japan's, which is the ring.
Yeah.
There's a girl, she's got long black hair, and she's in pajamas. And they're
in a school, in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that one isn't going very well, I guess.
No.
Jules starts lap dancing everyone, and then she bails.
Yeah, and this is when she bails, and I think Kurt follows her.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when Marty is just like, Kurt's, like, I've seen Kurt drunk before. That's not Kurt.
Well, he's starting to catch on.
Yeah.
He's the first one to be like, something.
He's like, Kurt isn't, like, he's getting his master's in sociology or something like that. Like, yeah. I can't remember. Like, he's not like that. And Jules, I've seen her drunk too. Like, she's not like that.
Yeah, they're all friends. They know how they act. Like.
Wild. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of when Holden and Dana kind of, like, talk, get to, like, start chatting.
The house is being pumped full of pheromones.
Exactly. Kurt and Jules go running into the woods. I know.
And I love this, too.
Then there's, like, a pheromone mist that comes up. And then they turn up the temperature, so
that... So she, like, starts taking her clothes off.
Yes.
It's all set for a purpose.
The scientists say they have to keep the customer satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
They start making out, and they get attacked by zombies.
Yeah.
Who gets the bear trap in the back?
A couple of them do, but Jules does.
Okay.
At first, yeah.
Okay.
That's their, like, go-to move. They throw, like, a huge bear trap. They throw a huge
bear trap.
Yuck.
I don't know. I don't even know. Those are heavy. How would you...
Zombie strength.
Then this also was like a big twist for me. The science guys start saying a prayer and they start like a weird machine. So now it's going in like a totally different direction.
I
thought it was like a Hunger Games thing where...
like Hunger Games and Hostel mixed.
Or like The Truman Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like where they're doing this stuff. I mean, the people are going to get murdered.
Yeah.
But there's, like, a billionaire audience that all, like...
And this is when, I think it was Hadley or Sitterson says, remember when you could just toss a girl into a volcano?
Yeah.
And that gets you kind of thinking something bigger is going on.
They just start, like, a weird machine up. And then Marty hears a voice that tells him to walk. He gets in an argument with it, and then he goes for a walk.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like...
He's like, I'm going to go for a walk.
He knows he's being controlled, but, like, can't really do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Holden and Dana make out.
Yep.
Marty goes out. He's outside, doesn't see any stars. So he's, like, 100% onto it at this point.
Yeah.
Kurt comes back. Then there's zombies. They barricade... Kurt gets drugged. He says to split up. They all immediately separate.
Which is great. That's a great plan.
Great plan.
But everything is staged. Like every, yeah.
Well, they all separate, go into rooms, and then get locked in the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like more of a trap. And then that's when Marty breaks a lamp and finds the camera.
Yep. And they're kind of, in the lab, they're kind of debating on if they're just going to kill him. Or what they're going to do with him. And they finally decide to just leave him. Like,
well, because nothing's working on him.
Yeah.
Like, he can hear the voices. He found the camera.
Which you find out why later.
Yeah. where am I at now?
And then this is about the time, too, where you find out that all of the other scenarios in different countries have failed. And they're solely relying on the American ones.
Yeah.
And I was just like, isn't that the truth? Like, America.
So at this point, he thinks he's on a reality show of some kind.
Yeah.
I mean, which you would. If your cameras, everyone's acting weird, like, you would think that something was up. He gets axed in the back.
Yeah.
What?
I said, yeah.
And dragged away.
Yes.
And you think that's the end of him.
You think he's dead, but... Mm-hmm.
When people are getting killed off, too, blood, like, runs down this little thing and, like, fills up...
Into a different character.
Yeah, fills up, like, a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Holden and Dana head to the basement.
Of course they do.
Yeah. That is when Holden gets the bear trap to the back. And Dana gets stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Holden, Dana, and Kurt try to escape in the camper.
Yes. This is funny. This part's funny.
What? You can go ahead then.
So they try to escape in the camper, and they're close to, like, the tunnel. And the facility guys, like, the lab dudes are just like, shit, you guys didn't trigger the cave-in collapse? Like, why didn't you trigger that? And they were like, I don't know, something happened with, like, the tech stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
So they trigger the avalanche right as the RV, like gets close.
Just in the nick of time.
And everybody in the lab's, like, yelling at each other.
And at this point, too, that's when you see that it's not working out in other countries because the
creatures are being killed.
Yes, the creatures are being killed. The younger Asian girls, like, defeat the spirit.
And they turn it into a cute little frog.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, singing, like, an adorable, like, school kid song. It's great.
Yeah. So there's a lot of fails happening.
I mean, we would consider them successes, but, like...
Yes.
Yeah. They're fails to the lab people.
Kurt gets this plan that he's going to jump his bike.
Of course he is.
Like...
Yeah. He's totally going to try to do that. And it's this, like, long speech, too. Like, I'm going to jump the ravine, and then I'm going to bring back help.
Yes. When the directors saw that, like, saw him perform that, they knew he was going to be, like, up there as an actor.
Oh.
Because he gave such a good... That's so good.
He did. He did a really good job.
Yeah. Which is kind of out of place for, like, how campy everything else is.
He makes almost a similar speech in Star Trek. So, I mean, that's kind of cool.
I haven't seen the new Red Dawn, but I'm sure there's also a speech like
for
that
sure.
in Red Dawn.
Yeah.
There definitely is in the old one. Maybe I have seen the new one. Anyway, he crashes into the force field.
Which, that was shocking to me. I didn't expect that. Yeah.
Well, you see the bird flying.
I know,
in the beginning.
But I should have picked up on the foreshadowing, but I totally didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, he's totally going to make it.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Pancake.
So, let's see what happens. Dana and Holden are driving away.
Mm-hmm.
There's also foreshadowing because when they get in the camper, there's blood on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a zombie in there.
Yeah. Ew, this part's gross.
You can tell it. I'm going to drink my drink.
Okay, cool. So Holden and Dana are talking in the camper, and Dana's just like, I don't know what we're going to do. And Holden's just like, we'll just stay on this road for as long as we can, and then we'll go through the woods. Like, we'll make it out of here.
Did they just drive? They were just going to drive past the cabin?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then when that whole speech is done, Holden gets, like, speared through the neck or something.
Yeah.
And it's pretty gross. Holden, R.I.P.
They crash into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Then you find out that, well, she's represents the Virgin out of, like, the five people on the trip. You don't know this at the time.
The Virgin's optional.
Optional as long as everyone else dies.
Yep.
Which is kind of dumb.
The, like, final girl.
I know, but, like, why? It seems like she would be the one to die for sure.
Really?
Yeah. They threw virgins into volcanoes.
That is true. That's true.
They crash into the water. The scientists are celebrating because...
They're having, like, a banger party.
They think that she's the last one alive.
Yep.
So she's, like, fighting hardcore with the zombie.
She gets out of the water and is laying on the dock, and everybody cheers, woo! And then everybody cracks, like, champagne bottles. And then you see the zombie, like, pick her up. And she's like getting beat to shit.
Yes. By, and yeah, and they're all celebrating.
Except Truman. Truman still thinks it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Which I was hoping he'd play a bigger role in the end, but he doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
He totally gets eaten.
So, I can't really remember what happens here. Now that we're... Oh, there's a glitch. Go ahead.
Marty lives.
Yeah.
Marty is alive.
He's alive.
I wrote down, Marty for the win.
Yes. So you can tell this part, and then I'll jump in later.
So Marty comes, and, like, they defeat the zombie.
Yes.
And it turns out that he's not being affected by anything because he's such a diehard stoner that even the weed that they gave him and, like, enhanced, like, has no effect on him.
Well, I saw something, too, where he could have also swapped out, like, if he got a certain kind of weed, he might
From someone, yeah, right? Yeah,
like, but that's also dumb because they're controlling it down to, like, drugging Jules's hair dye.
Right.
Where, like, I'm assuming she went to a salon. There's a lot of prep going into this.
A lot of prep.
It seems like...
Well, to save the world, I mean, there would be a lot of prep.
Or, like, they could have maybe drugged his, like, rolling papers. Mm-hmm. But then what if he decided to smoke out of his bong all weekend?
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's immune to everything going on. Not immune to dying, but he's immune to the drugs and the pheromones and stuff.
So he has this plan. He figured it out. Mm-hmm. Him and Dana running, jump into the zombie grave and start digging at the zombie grave.
Yeah.
Well, he does. And she's like, what the fuck's going on?
He found the elevator.
Yeah.
Like, when he was axed.
Oh, yeah.
He found the shaft that went down.
So then they get in an elevator and decide to go down.
I mean, what other way are you going to go? Right?
So they go down. Their elevator ride is kind of like, I don't know. I just thought it was a little weird.
That they have, like, a DNM in the elevator.
A what?
A deep and meaningful conversation.
Yeah.
A DNM.
I did not know that that was an abbreviation. The next one we do, there's a lot of those.
Oh, shit. There's a lot. Oh, buckle up, kitty cats.
They find out that the seller items chose, like, what was going to kill them.
Yes. Which, mind blown. Like, that's when all of the puzzle pieces start to come together more. Yeah.
So, like, she picked up the diary, read from the diary, and that's what gave them...
Zombie torture family.
Zombies.
Hillbilly family.
But there was, like, dozens of things down there that they picked up.
Puzzle box. Mm-hmm. A jewelry box with a ballerina. A necklace. Conch shell or conch, depending on how you pronounce it. But, yeah.
So... The elevator stops at this point. There's been, like, a breach. So all these guards come rushing in after them.
Yeah.
So they get cornered. So what does she do? Hits the button that purges. However, it seems like if you were purging them, all the monsters would die. Like, this is an emergency.
Yeah. That's totally true. Like, yeah.
Emergency, kill all the monsters.
Like, I would picture, like, a gas or something.
Yes.
Or, like, a squisher thing that just came
something
down.
Something would kill them all. But instead, the purge button opens every single fucking door.
Oh, my goodness. It is a fucking blood bath.
So there's all these guards, dozen or so, and they are shooting. And then you hear ding, and all the elevators open, and all these monsters come rushing in. It's crazy. And that goes on for like a solid 10 minutes of everyone getting murdered.
There's a werewolf. There's a giant bat creature. There are zombies. There are clowns.
There's
like purge people, too, with
kind
masks.
Of like purge people. There's this big giant snake that's eating everyone. There's a merman.
There's a merman. Merman.
What else? There's so many.
There's so many. The ballerina, like, with like the toothface.
Yes. That's gross.
That was terrifying.
There's... I rewatched that this afternoon because of the end of my notes, because I got into it like I do when a lot of action's happening, yeah. And then I quit writing stuff down.
And then there's like a Hellraiser guy.
Yeah, who has like blades, but he's wearing like the pleather, yeah, shit, like Pinhead.
Mm-hmm.
But they just go to town.
They just go to town.
Kill, I think, everyone.
There might be a Jason character too.
I'm sure there is.
For sure.
Yeah, they just kill everybody.
Crazy. Well, crazy, yeah, shit happening.
Well, then the director comes in.
Oh! Fuck.
Yeah.
I totally forgot to put her down.
Mm-hmm. Sigourney, mm-hmm, Weaver.
Yeah.
But what?
Yeah, okay.
My, yeah, notes suck, so you finish it.
No, up. That's totally fine. I just put down that she was the director because I completely forgot she was. I forgot she was in the movie until I was watching it. And I was just like, holy shit! It's Ripley!
Well, she's also, like, the head of everything in Paul.
And she's a Na'vi person in,
oh, yeah,
Avatar. Well, yeah, the scientist. She's, yeah, in many things. She's wonderful.
I just meant it like she's the head of everything, yeah, in this, and she's the head of everything in Paul, too.
Do you remember that Snow White movie with Neil?
What?
The guy that plays Grant in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And she was the wife. Like the queen.
The queen, yeah.
That movie's fucked up.
I haven't even thought about that, oh, in forever.
Oh, my God. And the daughter, I had such a lady crush on the daughter. She's beautiful. I think I was like 12 too, and I was like, she's so pretty.
I can't remember, like, I'm looking up her movies right now because, yeah,
it was like Bloods. No, it wasn't that, I promise, but
you can tell the end.
Yeah, so she steps out and pretty much everybody's fucking dead. Hadley though is laying in the room and he's just like, man, all I wanted to see was a fucking merman. And so they think, like, they kind of made it out. One of the guys is dead. I think Sitterson is now dead. And Hadley's, like, laying there on the floor. And all of a sudden...
Well, they were still trying to, like, shut everything down.
Yeah.
They were still trying to, like, rein it in. There's the three of them. There's a woman with them, too. And, yeah, she gets, like, sucked out by a giant octopus monster.
Yeah. Just crazy. And so he's going on about the merman. And then all of a sudden... out of, like, the fog and smoke, there's a merman that crawls out. And he's just like, oh, fuck. And then it eats him. It's pretty gross. And it's not, like, a handsome merman. It's what I imagine actual merfolk would look like. It's like
the creature from the Black Lagoon.
With a big fin.
And there's, like, an explosion of blood, which is pretty nasty, too.
It's pretty good.
It's called Snow White, A Tale of Terror.
Ooh!
And it's got Sigourney Weaver, Sam Neill. That's who you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
And is Liliana?
Liliana. Liliana!
Is Taryn Davis.
Let me see her. Sorry, everybody. Sidetracked. Oh, God. Yes.
That was a good movie.
That was so good.
I kind of want to watch it now.
She is was so pretty. Is that
the one where
pretty.
She runs away and she's with all the...
yes!
All the burnt guys,
yeah,
in the forest that, yep, were, like, cast out by the church and, yep, had, like, crosses burnt on their face?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Taryn Davis. What a pretty lady. Anyway. Okay.
So, go ahead.
You can finish.
No, I'm letting you do it because my notes suck and...
Oh, that's okay.
If we're doing...
That's
I'll
true.
I'll tell you after.
Yes. So Sigourney Weaver, or the director, comes out and it's just like, okay, you need to kill Marty. Essentially. Yes. It's you kill Marty or the world will collapse in on itself.
Yes.
And she talks about the ancients and how there was a time when the ancients ruled the world and they kind of subdued them with human sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just their annual sacrifice, which I feel like you would hear about this. Like, you would hear about, like, people just showing up fucking missing all over the place.
People go missing every day.
That's true.
And they could easily
just
crash that van somewhere be like, oh, we don't know what happened to them.
You haven't watched Outlander, but that's in the beginning of Outlander.
Is that
okay? She talks about, she's just like, people go missing every day. Housewives drain the bank account and just leave.
Yeah.
Children go missing and there's no explanation. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Anyway, so she goes on and on about this, and essentially Dana is just like, no, like, I'm not going to. She thinks about it for a second.
She thinks about it.
And then the director also talks about, like, how there's the whore, there's the athlete, there's the scholar, there's the fool, and then there's the virgin. And there are five people in most scenarios. And that's where the blood was being drained into their, like.
So, of course, at the end, you know, the villain, or villain to us anyway, tells the whole story.
She tells the whole story, per usual. Villain, yeah. So then, all of a sudden, does she shoot Sigourney Weaver? I think she does.
She doesn't shoot her.
I watched this yesterday, everyone. I'm so sorry.
The werewolf comes in.
Yeah.
And attacks Dana.
Yeah.
And then Sigourney Weaver, the director, gets axed by the ghost girl. Or by the zombie girl.
Would you kill Marty? Would you let the world collapse?
I don't know. Because they do talk about that. Like, if you have to live in a world that does this, do you really want to be in that world?
That's true. Yeah.
They decide to sit there and smoke a joint and let the world end.
Yep. So Sigourney Weaver, dead. Dana, bit by a werewolf, which, if she lived, would she become a werewolf?
Well, no one lives.
I know.
Everyone on the planet dies. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, if the virgin survives but is bitten by a werewolf, would she
werewolf virgin.
Oh.
It would be the greatest sequel. The Virgin in the Woods. That's pretty much it.
That's it. And then there's like a rumble, and then this big giant fire hand comes out of the ground.
Like a where titan.
The cabin was. Yeah, like a titan. This got a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes.
How do you feel about that? Do you have mixed emotions?
Well, oh, I didn't even say anything about this, too. This won a shit ton of awards.
I did know that, yeah.
It won the Saturn Award for Best Horror. It won a Bram Stoker for Best Screenplay. Fangoria Chainsaw Awards. It won wide release.
Which is crazy to me because it just rips off all of, like, every horror movie.
In a way, though, that makes it unique.
Yes.
Because, it is, like, taking from a million horror movies, but it's also giving it this unique twist where it's scientists and the end of the world and whatever. Fangoria Chainsaw Awards, wide release. I can't say his last name. Kranz. As supporting actor, best screenplay, best makeup and creatures, which the makeup and creatures were good. And it also won, I didn't write them all down, 5 Fright Meter Awards.
Ooh.
So it did really, really well.
I think I saw this in the theater. Like, I think this was a movie I might have seen with Gabe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I liked it. I definitely want to watch it again because...
To kind of
absorb
things more.
It was one of those
things
where we're doing stuff all day, and then we started it at 10:30 at night.
Ooh.
So it's like...
Well, when it's only an hour and a half, it's like...
I liked it, but yeah, it was one of those things where I'm like, we can probably, like, squeeze it in. Oh, the reason, I guess nobody would care that I'm saying this. The reason that I didn't want to talk a ton... and let you talk more, is if we're doing two, I will
Your
lose voice. My voice.
Yeah.
I do not talk this much in real life.
Erin is going... Well, we'll talk about it more than that. Well, no, we can talk about it now. Erin's going on vacation. She's going on a little vacay.
Yeah.
And so we have to record two tonight.
So we're doubling down.
We are doubling down.
Yeah, and then we're going to do it again soon because you're going on vacation after me.
I'm going to a more exciting place, in my opinion.
Okay, Lake Independence is fun as fuck.
It would be, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not Europe, but whatever.
It's not LA. Donuts are better in L.A.
Everything is better in L.A.
I fucking love Letterkenny.
I know.
My God.
I haven't watched Shoresy, have you?
I have.
I don't know. What was that, Mike? Oh, it might not even have been for us.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's super funny. If you can get past actually seeing his face.
Yeah, that's a little weird for me.
Fuck you, Shoresy. For what?
I'll have to watch it. It's funny. Greg watched a few episodes without me, and like I fell asleep and he watched it.
Yeah, it's
not
bad.
Okay, anyway.
It's not Letterkenny, though.
I know. There,
it's different types of humor.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard as well.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was The Cabin in the Woods. We highly suggest watching it. It's entertaining.
It is. And it's not like, the way I explained a lot of it, it's not crazy gory.
No.
Other than all the soldiers at the end, like,
getting eaten by giant snakes and whatnot.
Yeah, because you see,
there's like a
the first round, they walk past this like large elevator room. It has like 10 elevators on each side. And when they walk past it, it's just like blood.
It's wild.
Floor to ceiling. There's like guts falling down, which is just splattery stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's like a handful of zombies that are left eating people.
And there's also two, which I thought was pretty cool. It's essentially a Dementor. Dementor.
Oh, yeah.
Dementor.
Like a ghost.
Harry Potter. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Okay.
Anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram. It's Slasher Movie Review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, Slasher Movie Review. And if you like what you hear, please be sure to rate us on either Spotify or Apple iTunes. Apple iTunes. I'm old. On iTunes.
On the iTunes.
All right. Everybody have a great week.
Yeah.
I know. I said it, and normally you say it.
You took it. Now I don't know what to do.
I took it. Fuck.
Everybody have a great night and a great week.
Bye.
Bye.